Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pendleton County was recently approved for just over $21,000 in county ag development funds for a 72 by 42 foot structure to store the county's shared use equipment. The new local extension agent, Lindy Huffman, said she tried to help, but with just a couple months on the job, was still getting her feet wet.
Everybody in the county has been very receptive and very supportive, and I'm just getting to know those key players and leaders in the community so I can begin my program development.
She says she's getting tremendous local support and, regarding the storage structure, thought it was a wise request for the county committee to centralize access to local pieces of shared equipment.
They are currently housed with different farmers in the county, and it seems that they are pretty regularly used. But based on some logistic issues, we've decided to centralize and bring them all under one roof, which will also help with the maintenance of the equipment.
Lindy Huffman suggested I also talk with Rob McClanahan, long active as an extension and Farm Bureau leader with 10 years on the Ag Development Committee.
What we have is two no-till drills, three lime/fertilizer spreaders, and three hay wrappers. And what we do with them is that somebody needing to use a piece of equipment can just contact the extension service, and they get you in contact with who has the equipment at the present time, and we use those pieces of equipment there to help out our forage industry.
We'll be right back.
Nobody in my family ever went.
There wasn't enough time.
No way I could afford it.
There are lots of reasons for not going to college, but there are even better reasons for going.
I want more from my career.
Build a safety net in a shaky economy.
Accomplish a lifelong dream.
At knowhowtogoky.org, we'll show you how to prepare for college, how to find money to pay for it, even ways to work on your degree from home. So visit knowhowtogoky.org. There's really no good reason not to. Part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back with Rob McClanahan talking about Pendleton County's ag development grants with which they've purchased that equipment for shared use, and now, within a matter of weeks, will have a centralized storage unit for it all.
Through feedback from producers, they wanted a more centralized location to rent this equipment from, and we decided to put this building up by the Extension Service, which is more centralized in the county. That way, we got a place to store the equipment and work on it as well.
McClanahan says the small rental fee for their somewhat expensive shared use equipment is a great alternative to purchase and maintenance by individual farmers.
It's very possible for any other county to do this as well. As tobacco has decreased over the years, a lot of focus is going towards livestock and the forage basis, and the equipment is a lot easier to pay a small rental fee than it is to purchase.
Pendleton County's Rob McClanahan. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.